Intersection Moments with Barry Bussey.
Religion is treated as special in our law. What is it about that category of beliefs and practices falling under the rubric religion that justifies differential treatment from the non-religious beliefs and practices? Why, for example, should the law require workplace accommodation of a holy day observance where a day off for religious practice is protected, but a day off to attend a political rally is not? Another example is that of the young Sikh boy who was granted accommodation to wear his kirpan, a ceremonial dagger, to school because of its religious significance. While the kirpan could only be worn if certain conditions were met, like it had to be on the inside of his clothing, it nevertheless raises questions as to why he should have that right, but other students who simply wanted to bring a pocket knife to school would not be permitted. Now, the Supreme Court of Canada responded to such concerns of the other students by saying, "Religious tolerance is a very important value of Canadian society, and that it is incumbent on the schools to discharge their obligation to instill in their students that this value is at the very foundation of our democracy." Here on Intersection, that is exactly what we are trying to do. Remind our audience that religious tolerance lies at the very foundation of liberal democracy, a principle worth keeping.
You have been listening to Intersection Moments. Learn more at lawandreligion.org.